Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I do understand the time constraints, and I will be as brief as possible. So, in response to the European Union and states that claim that Israel is acting in self-defense, I am now convinced that there is another international law that we don't know about, that the European Union, Switzerland, the United States, and others are referring to when they use the term self-defense to describe the commission of war crimes and crimes against humanity at scale. One that allows collective punishment, indiscriminate attacks, wanton destruction, racial discrimination, as long as your name is Israel. They just forgot to teach us this law in high school. That is why there is such a misunderstanding between us. When they say that Israel has the right to self-defense in Gaza, perhaps they would like to define their use of the term for all in this room. Are you saying that dropping the equivalent of two nuclear bombs over the heads of 2.3 million people in one of the most densely populated areas on Earth constitutes self-defense? Is destroying over 50% of all civilian infrastructure self-defense, starving civilians, imposing a medieval siege, forcibly displacing millions of people, killing UN staff, is this self-defense? Do your governments feel no shame using language intended to justify the killing of thousands of children? So let me correct it for you. Carpet bombing an occupied, besieged, colonized population with the latest military technology is not self-defense. It is genocidal aggression. And we encourage your governments to seek legal advice before making such statements. Under international law, an occupying power does not have the right to self-defense against the territory it occupies, and I refer you to paragraph 139 of the ICJ advisory opinion on the wall. Now, to respond to signatories of the political declaration on EWIPA, who spoke about the need to uphold the declaration in all circumstances, but who couldn't get themselves to say a single word to deplore, condemn, or at least express concern about the use of explosive weapons by Israel in Gaza. We have a few words for you. For the past month, Gaza has been subjected to the most sustained and intense bombing campaign of a populated area in history. Let me just say that again. Gaza has been subjected to the most sustained and intense bombing campaign of a populated area in history. Amid the bombs, the sound that rings the loudest is the silence and even encouragement of the use of EWIPA by Israel's allies, many of whom were at the forefront of advocating for this political declaration. Instead, they continue to support Israel's actions, whether diplomatically, politically, or militarily, enabling it to continue the use of EWIPA and egregious violations. You know, as we do, that had this been happening in a different part of the world, you would have been horrified. You would have jumped to impose sanctions. Imagine if a hospital in the United States had been hit with explosive weapons, killing patients, doctors, and staff, or if a church in Europe sheltering homeless refugees was bombed. Any single one of those crimes would have caused you outrage, and they should. Yet all of them happen in Palestine in the span of a few weeks, and you are unmoved. The Austrian government here deserves a special mention. For years, Austria has been at the forefront of initiatives and efforts on EWIPA. We believed genuinely that Austria was a champion of the declaration. But when push came to shove, and Gaza is facing the most sustained and intense bombing campaign of a populated area in history, the Austrian government was one of the very few states that decided to vote no on a General Assembly resolution calling for a cessation of hostilities. In its statement yesterday, Austria did not condemn Israel's actions, flouting Austria's very own proclaimed values, but was very quick to condemn the alleged use of hospitals for military purposes, with not a single shred of evidence to make that claim. Indeed, as Human Rights Watch noted, Israel has put forward no evidence that would justify stripping hospitals of their special protections under IHL. This statement therefore clearly emanated from political rather than legal considerations. Other states also deserve a special mention. The United States just said that it believes that the political declaration, quote, helps states to do critical work to help improve the protection of civilians in armed conflict. How could they be saying this when they themselves are not implementing their commitments under the declaration when it comes to Gaza? Had the United States, Israel's main ally and supporter, ordered a ceasefire 7 days ago, 1,500 more Palestinian children would still be alive. Had he ordered a ceasefire 14 days ago, another 3,000 Palestinian children would still be alive. This is a huge responsibility. But even more horrifying than that, the United States, the UK, Canada, Germany, Italy, and the Netherlands, all of them signatories to the political declaration, have continued their supply of arms and military support to Israel. Sending more explosive weapons to Israel is not exactly the best way of implementing your commitments under the declaration. Besides, arms transfers to Israel as it pummels Gaza with explosive weapons could render government officials individually criminally liable for their role in aiding and abetting war crimes and crimes against humanity. And indeed, a number of NGOs have formally notified politicians of relevant countries of their intention to prosecute. You all spoke about your concern for the humanitarian situation in Gaza, but this humanitarian catastrophe is not the result of an earthquake or a natural disaster. It is the result of a deliberate genocide supported militarily by some of the states represented in this room, and you have the power to stop it, and you choose not to. It would be in the interest of no one for double standards to lead to discrediting the political declaration on EWIPA. The Palestine question remains a litmus test for the viability and efficacy of international law. The credibility of this declaration is dependent upon it being implemented by endorser states in all circumstances and not just when politically convenient or expedient. And I will end here. I thank you.